Okay, thank you. For those of you who don't know me, good morning. I'm Jenny Lyon. I'm the current president of the Actuaries Institute. I'd like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we meet and also acknowledge the elders past and present. May they guide us in our actions today. Before we start, as this is the last conference he'll be attending as CEO of the Actuaries Institute, I'd like to acknowledge David Bell. He leaves the Institute at the end of 2017 after 4 years in the role. And he's going to lead an organisation where there will be political intrigue, international relationships to manage, and high-level security matters. Somewhat different to the Actuaries Institute, although I imagine he's actually going to find some similarities. David's 4 years have coincided with my time on council and as president, and I've very much enjoyed working with and learning from him. He's helped council focus strategically, helped us expand and develop our influence in public policy, and he's leaving the Institute in good shape to move forward. He won't be pleased with me if I ramble on too long about him, so I'm just going to take this opportunity to thank him and wish him the best for the future on your behalf. One of the joys of being president is meeting and speaking to so many different people. And people have been core to the themes that I have talked about to the different audiences I've spoken to. In particular, I've talked about the value we get from diversity of thought and opinion. And that diversity might be age, gender, cultural background, industry, profession, education, or life experience. So I'm particularly delighted that not only do we have over 300 delegates attending the 2017 seminar today, but that more than 50% are not officially actuaries. So we have a great opportunity for sharing of knowledge and skills and experience from different areas, which I'm looking forward to. On behalf of the Institute, I'd like to acknowledge and thank our gold sponsors, EY and Taylor Fry, for their significant support of the seminar. EY are the sponsor of tonight's gala dinner, and Taylor Fry have sponsored a barista cart, the barista cafe, and the seminar pens. Thank you to our silver sponsor, PwC, who have sponsored a barista cart. Our thanks also go to our bronze sponsors, EML, Finity, and Ignite. EML are the sponsors of Plenary 1, Finity have sponsored Plenary 3, and Ignite are the sponsors of the seminar notepads. To all our sponsors, your continued support is very much appreciated by the Institute. We'd also like to acknowledge and thank our supporting partners, the Insurance Council of Australia, the Institute for Safety, Compensation and Recovery Research, and the Personal Injury Education Foundation. I encourage you to download the app, which is available for Android and Apple. And you can follow the seminar on Twitter and keep up to date with what's happening by noting down the Twitter details behind me. And thank you to all of the plenary and concurrent session presenters for your work and commitment in bringing your ideas to this seminar. So now I'd like to introduce our facilitator, Dr. Norman Swan, who hosts Tonic on ABC News 24 and the Health Report on ABC Radio National, the world's longest-running health show. He's won many awards for his work, including Australia's top prize for journalism, the Gold Walkley. He trained in paediatrics before joining the ABC and has hosted many other programs, including Life Matters, Late Night Live, and Radio National Breakfast, as well as Health Dimensions on ABC television. He has also been the medical host on Channel 10's Biggest Loser for the past 3 seasons. He created, wrote, and narrated Invisible Enemies, a 4-part series on disease and civilization, broadcast on SBS and 27 countries. And has consulted to the World Health Organization and co-chaired a global meeting of health ministers in West Africa in 2008. So please join with me in welcoming Dr. Norman Swan. Thank you.